we got to do a better job of getting these guys prepared week in and week out. And like I said, I told him, you know, I could sort of see it coming from a mile away. You know, going back to some practice, we had to keep stressing to the guys the importance of hustling and running to the football on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, we were down a few guys, but the bottom line is, you know, people are not going to feel sorry for Prairie View football. On the offense side of the ball, I really thought the game was going to end up being a shootout type of, you know, maybe a 42-45 type of game. We just got to take advantage of plays when we had plays to be made. You know, we start off the game moving the football down the field, then we got a 3rd-and-1 situation. We get an offsides penalty on the offense. Then we get most of those yards back, and then on 4th down, we don't get it, and the play is there. And, you know, they come back down and score. We get the ball back, have a couple other opportunities to either make some throws or make some catches. And the bottom line is we just didn't finish plays. When our guys went back and looked at the film, when we got back on Monday and saw, you know, the wide open receivers that we may have missed, or, you know, when we had some throws that were on target, balls that were dropped and some blocks that were missed, they saw why we got the result that we got. And to top it off, in my opinion, we didn't play very hard. Okay. For some reason.
Okay, and I guess the other thing is you answered part of the question. You all did practice for the game.
Oh, yeah, we did practice. I mean, we showed up, and I asked the guys, are they doing anything that surprised us? No, they had it. Now, don't get me wrong. That is an outstanding football club. I could see them winning 9 or 10 games and getting to the playoffs again. But, you know, in no way was that performance indicative of the type of team that we have at Prairie. Yeah, we got a very young ball club. Yeah, we lost some important people. But, I mean, like I stressed to the guys, I could take my 4-year-old son and 10 of his friends, and if they listen and do the small things right, then we'll be successful. Like I told them, it wasn't the elephant bite that killed us. It was the ant bites and the mosquito bites that killed us on Sunday. It was a lot of small things to people watching the game. It looks like, you know, big things, but in the big scheme, as a football coach looking at it, you will see a whole lot of small things. One block here, one drop ball here, one errant throw there, a missed tackle here, not getting off the field on 3rd down. You know, those small things. And like I said, guys just have to understand now that, you know, we're going to do things the way that it's supposed to be done. Or if they continue to do things their way, then we'll get the same result we got on Sunday.
Now, I have Craig Shelton here with me. He's here on KCOH with Marcus Coleman on Sundays from 5 to 6 p.m. And I guess, let me let him hear. He has a question for you also, Coach.
Yeah, yes, how you doing, Coach?
I'm doing fine. How you doing today?
Doing fantastic. Good to talk to you. And as Ralph says, along with former NFL defensive back Marcus Coleman, I do host a Sunday Sports Talk show here from 5 o'clock to 6. Marcus is a part of the Texas Southern broadcast team this year, so he'll be calling the game this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Coach, I got a chance to watch about 2.5 quarters of the game, and I'll be honest with you, I was surprised at the effort that I saw. But in defense of your kids, I think that Bethune-Cookman team was a really, really physical team, and it appeared to maybe catch your kids off guard with the physicality of that team. And I thought defensively on the interior defensive line, they seemed to be pretty big up front and pretty agile to have big kids up front. Talk a little bit about what you saw in regard to the physical aspects of it and how you think that'll translate coming up this weekend against the Texas Southern Tigers, who run the football better than this team does.
Yeah, and we talked about that, and I talked to my guys about it. We knew that they were a big ball club. They had a couple guys on their defensive line. When I saw them walk into, we had a ceremony on Friday night for both teams. I thought they were the coach's bodyguards, to be honest
with
you.
Right,
right. And they were some big kids, but it's just like this. You know, we're all men. If you go to, just say if you walk in the mall and somebody punch you in your mouth, what are you going to do when you get punched in the mouth? Are you going to cower and try to find a way out, or are you going to ball your fists up and fight back? And
right.
And I told my guys, we took some bloody punches, and we didn't, honestly, in my opinion, we didn't fight back. And like I said, I told them, you could see it coming in practice by the way that, like I say, I'm a defensive coach. When you have a lot of solo tackles being made in practice, it's a lot of guys not running to the football. When you're not creating turnovers, you know, we played a whole game. I think we played 80-something plays of offense. On defense, and didn't get one turnover. That means a lot of guys not running to the ball. We're not being very aggressive. And like I told them, you're going to man up and fight, or – like I say, you'll be known as a coward for a long time. You don't ever want to be known as a football player. as not being a tough guy. And people can tell you, I talk to him all the time about it during training camp, just about being physically and mentally tough. You know, one thing, like I tell my guy, I played a whole year with a broken arm, and I just thought my arm was hurting. And I need guys that's willing to play with injury and not going to back down from guys. But, you know, like I said, I told him we could see it coming a mile away just by the way we were practicing.
What, your quarterbacks, will you make a change at quarterback, or will you go back to the young man who started the game, and is he 100%?
I think he is 100%, but as of right now, we're probably going to play two or three quarterbacks until we get it settled. I know we're going to at least play two. But Jonathan came in. He missed some throws, fumbled the football. Jerry came in and did a good job of moving us down the field. I think he sees now that he has to pay a little bit more attention to detail in terms of, you know, both meeting on the field. Even the play that he scored on was a busted play where he didn't line the running back up to the position that the running back need to be. But, you know, he's a competitor. That's one thing about him. So, like I said, we're going to probably play two to three quarterbacks until we get this thing sorted out. Yeah, we got our young ball club, but like I say, it's no excuse for that performance that we showed on Sunday.
Now, you just coached your first game as a head coach. Kevin Ramsey will be coaching his first game as head coach at Texas Southern University. What type of game do you expect?
It's going to be a real physical ball game. I challenged my guys last night. We're going to practice in full gear, mouthpieces in, every day this week. It's going to be violent out there. If you're not going to be a violent football player, like I said, you're going to see some guys tuck their tail this week, because it's going to be man-on-man physical football. I love the way Texas Southern, looking back at the film from last year, I love the way they play football. Looking back at the Grambling game, you know, it's just line up here. We're going to run this power right here. We're going to run this ISO right here. What are you going to do about it? Like I say, we just got to step up and play, match their physicality, get a few turnovers. We have to make them throw the ball. So I'm not sure who's going to play quarterback for them, but I do know this much. If we can force them to throw the ball some, and when they have to throw the ball, we can do an outstanding job in this game. If they can run the ball whenever they want to, it's going to be a long night for the Prairie View Panthers.
Coach, Craig, again, I understand your philosophical approach in regard to having to toughen up this week after the way the guys played last week. And like you said, with a young team, you got to stay in their head. But just for the listeners to kind of educate us a little bit, put us in your shoes preparing for the Texas Southern Tigers. Give me a couple of benchmark points on both sides of the football that you, things you have to do well to stay on the field with Texas Southern.
Number one, when you play against that type of team, you have to protect your quarterback. And, yeah, they're going to load the box up, but you got to find a way to run the ball against a 9 or a 10-man box. You know, like I say, it's going to be man-on-man. They're going to have five defensive linemen basically covering up our five offensive linemen. There's going to be a man over the tight end, a man in the box for the fullback, and we have to figure out a way to run the ball effectively. Now, we don't have to rush for a lot of yards, but we have to make them respect our running game. And in the passing game, we have to make them pay. When they play cover one or cover zero, we have to make them pay. And we got to make them play cover two some type of way. And the only way you can do that is by making some big plays in the passing game.
Well, we want to thank you. Is it any truth to the rumor, Coach, that Mickey Mouse came back with you all from Florida?
I tell you what, I don't think he would have wanted to ride on our bus. I was surprised when I got back on the bus after the game that my wife and son were still there. I thought they might have left me after that one.
Hey, I want to thank you. Good luck, and I look forward to seeing you all. You're going to be at the Power Center tomorrow at noon, noon for the Prairie View Texas Southern press conference. And that should be big.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And that was Coach Northern up at Prairie View A&M University. Craig Shelton in the studio with me. Let's